You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. Time for another episode of Locked On Kings.
Changes are being made in Sacramento as the Kings have waived Glenn Robinson III. Now, they have already temporarily filled that roster spot, but I'm going to tell you why I believe they're going to keep it open for the trade deadline. Plus, the second half of the schedule has been released for the Kings. I'll break that all down. Important games and information that you need to know. And finally, Kings are taking on the Knicks tonight. It's a very winnable game, but with the race for the best odds at a top draft pick, is it in the Kings' best interest to lose this game tonight? I got it all for you on this jam-packed episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello and welcome into Locked On Kings, your podcast hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season and all off-season. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of the Sacramento Kings from January through December, this is the place for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I've been a Sacramento sports radio host for the last 6 years. This is season number 7 for me, covering the Kings both as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist. And I got to be honest with you, I was surprised when I saw the news that the Sacramento Kings had elected to waive Glenn Robinson III. It's not so much that they elected to waive a player to open up a roster spot, and I'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. It's that they chose Glenn Robinson. Now, Glenn has not been the best this season. He's had some solid moments. He's been inconsistent, but most of the time, he has really struggled to make an impact with that second unit, especially recently. And now, with the return and the real emergence of DaQuan Jeffries, I imagine that was a major deciding factor to Glenn Robinson being the one chosen to be let go. But the Kings still are in need of some wing depth, so it's a bit peculiar, a bit surprising that they elected to go in that direction. That being said, Glenn Robinson, from what little I know of him personally, just our interactions that we've had over Zoom meetings and things like that, he seems like a fantastic guy. I'm actually very confident that he's going to land on his feet, that there's going to be a team, maybe even a contender or a playoff team, that will pick him up to add him to their depth. I know the Boston Celtics are in need of some wing depth right now, so maybe even the Celtics might take a flyer on Glenn Robinson III. But I'm a really big fan of Glenn. I think he's an awesome dude. He left a nice little message on Twitter thanking the Sacramento Kings organization and the fans here for his brief period as a King, and I wish him nothing but the best. But it didn't take long for the Kings to fill the empty roster spot. Now, they're doing more so, to me, out of necessity than actually grabbing a player that they want in Sacramento for the foreseeable future. Hassan Whiteside is apparently out. He will miss the next few games due to health and safety protocols. Now, I'm not trying to speculate, but usually health and safety has to do with COVID-19, but really that's the only information that we've gotten, so I'll just stop there. But Hassan Whiteside is out. Chimezie Metu out with his injury too. It's just Marvin Bagley and Rashawn Holmes as the Kings' bigs right now. Nemanja Bjelica also, but he's more of a four. You don't want to really spend too much time with Bjelica at the five. So the Kings are in need of some big man depth, at least temporarily. So, the Kings have signed G League center Norvell Pell to a 10-day contract. Pell is a rim protector. He has played in 27 NBA games in his career, some for the 76ers, some for the Brooklyn Nets. He's averaged 2.3 points, 2.9 rebounds, and 1.3 blocks in those 27 games. In the G League, though, he is averaging 10 points, 10.7 rebounds, and 3 blocks a game for Canton Charge. I'm not entirely sure on the specifics of how it will work, but Norvell Pell likely has already left the G League bubble to join the Sacramento Kings roster for this 10-day contract. I imagine he will just be a placeholder here in Sacramento until Hassan Whiteside returns, because it is my belief that once Whiteside is back, the Kings will want to keep that roster spot open for potential moves at the trade deadline. We've talked a bunch here on Locked On Kings about how Buddy Hield and Harrison Barnes are more than likely the main two pieces that the Kings are going to shop and try to move on from at this trade deadline. They don't have to move on from both, but it certainly would do wonders for opening up cap space if they were able to move on from both. Now, both are on some pretty significant contracts. Buddy Hield's much more significant than Harrison Barnes is, in my opinion. And if you're trying to move on from a large money contract. Now, it's not monumental, but it is still a lot of money. If you're trying to move on from contracts like that, it is a lot easier to do so when you have an open roster spot to take on multiple pieces back. That way, it doesn't have to be a straight salary for salary match. If the Kings elect to go this route and decide not to fill this roster spot after Pell's 10-day contract is up, I believe that is a clear indication that specifically the Kings are looking to trade Buddy Hield. He's owed $24.2 million this season. It's going to be difficult to work out a deal to move that money when more than likely you're going to need to take a large chunk of that back, which completely goes against what Monty McNair is trying to do, clearing up his books, unless it's an expiring contract. It's not impossible, it's just significantly more difficult. Now, potentially with an open roster spot, the Kings could move Buddy Hield and bring back two expiring contracts, one on a $14 million contract, one on a $10 million contract, and the deal gets done a lot more quickly. The Kings could also use that extra roster spot to bring in the young piece that they want, who's maybe not worth a lot of money right now, on top of the big contract they need to absorb in order to convince whatever team to take on Buddy's money. So if nothing else, having that extra roster spot gives you a lot more options, a lot more versatility in the trade market. I don't know for sure. I don't have any inside information telling me this is the plan, but it makes the most sense that the Kings will try to leave this roster spot open, hence the reason they decided to waive and move on from a player like Glenn Robinson, who still could provide depth for this team. Signing Pell to just a 10-day contract fits into that narrative perfectly. Like I said, once Hassan Whiteside returns, you open that roster spot back up, Pell goes back to the G League, and you keep it handy for some aggressive trade negotiations, as we are now officially 1 month away from the trade deadline. I think the Kings are really going to be aggressive, and I wouldn't be surprised if we start hearing some significant rumors about both Buddy Hield and Harrison Barnes in the coming weeks. The Sacramento Kings return to action tonight. They are in New York, Madison Square Garden, to take on the Knicks for the second time this season. And you can head over to betonline.ag right now to see the line for tonight's game. Use betonline.ag to maybe make some money on a Kings win or a Kings loss. BetOnline.ag, the official sports gambling partner of the Locked On Podcast Network. For tonight's game, they have the Sacramento Kings as underdogs, not favorites. Doesn't surprise me with them, one, being on the road, and two, the Kings have lost eight straight games. But BetOnline.ag and I are feeling the same way. They are predicting a close game, as the Knicks are only 1.5-point favorites. So on BetOnline tonight, this game's basically a pick 'em. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. There's NBA, college basketball, NHL, of course football just wrapped up, but plenty of fun football bets out there during the season and even during the offseason. You also have baseball that's coming up, soccer in the United States. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Head to their website or use your mobile device. Sign up today and you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use our promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. Get off the sidelines, get in on the action, make some money on BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. The second half of the Kings schedule has been released, and I didn't know this. Maybe I completely missed it. Tell me if you already knew this, but apparently the Kings had the most difficult first half of the schedule out of any other team. I was not aware of that. So hopefully the second half is a little bit easier, right? Not so much. Really, the schedule's not easy, period, when you're a team like the Sacramento Kings who struggles to win consistently. But there are some exciting matchups to look forward to, even if the Kings are on a one-way road right back into a high lottery position. But here's how the schedule breaks down. I'll give you some of the stats for this schedule, some of the important dates, and then we'll run through each opponent very briefly. By month, the second half schedule breaks down as follows. The Kings have 4 home games and 8 away games in the month of March. That's 12 total games. In April, they have 8 home games and 7 away games. And in May, they have 4 home games and 5 away games. So more away games than home games in this second half of the season. Not that that matters too much, but it's a note. By day, the second half schedule breaks down as follows. On Monday, they have one home game, five away games, so six total games on Monday. They have three total games on a Tuesday, two home, one away. They have seven total games on a Wednesday, four home, three away. They have five total games on a Thursday, three home, two away. They have five total games on a Friday, three home, two away. And for you weekenders, five total games on a Saturday, two home, three away. And five total games on a Sunday, two home, three away. The Kings' longest homestand of the second half features three games each on two different occasions. On Wednesday, March 24th through Saturday, March 27th, they'll host Atlanta, Golden State, and Cleveland. Then San Antonio on May 7th and Oklahoma City twice on May 9th and May 11th. The first road trip for the Kings in the second half of the season is their longest. They'll be on a six-game stretch from Saturday, March 13th through Monday, March 22nd, with stops in Atlanta, Charlotte, Washington, Boston, Philadelphia, and Cleveland. Of the team's eight back-to-back sets, three are home-home, three are away-away, and then they have one that's home-away and one that's away-home. So looking at the remainder of this schedule, beginning with tonight's game against the Knicks, tomorrow night they will take on the Detroit Pistons, then they're home against the Charlotte Hornets on Sunday. Next week, March 3rd, their first game of March is against the LA Lakers, their first meeting with them. Then the very next night, they're on the road in Portland. They have Houston a week later after the All-Star break on Thursday, March 11th, then Atlanta on the 13th, Charlotte on the 15th, Washington on the 17th, Boston on the 19th, and Philly on the 20th. That's their longest road trip. Oh, I'm sorry. Also, Cleveland on the 22nd. That's their longest road trip. Then three straight home against Atlanta, Golden State, and Cleveland. Back on the road for two straight meetings with the San Antonio Spurs on the 29th and 31st of March. Then we go to April, where the Kings will have a back-to-back, a really difficult back-to-back at home. Friday, April 2nd, the Lakers. Saturday, April 3rd, the Milwaukee Bucks. That'll be a fun back-to-back. Then Monday, April 5th, Minnesota Timberwolves on the road. Back at home on Thursday, the 8th for Detroit. Back on the road for Utah on the 10th and the Pelicans on the 12th. Then back home for Washington on the 14th. On the road again for Phoenix on the 15th. And then the first time they'll meet Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks will be in Dallas on Sunday, April 18th. Then two straight games against the Minnesota Timberwolves at home on the 20th and 21st. Three straight days off, which will be nice, before the Kings take on the Golden State Warriors on Sunday, the 25th, on the road. Then the very next night, they have Dallas in Sacramento on Monday, the 26th. The red-hot Utah Jazz come into town on April 28th, followed by the Lakers in LA on Friday, the 30th. Then we get into May, the final month of the season. They have Dallas, OKC, and Indiana to start the month, all three on the road, then the Spurs and the Thunder twice at home. Then the two Memphis Grizzlies games that were canceled earlier on this season because of COVID-19, they will be played on the 13th and 14th of May, back-to-back in Memphis, followed by the final game of the season, a home game against the Utah Jazz on May 16th. So there you go. That's the Kings' schedule. How confident you feeling? That schedule seems pretty brutal to me. A lot of very difficult back-to-backs in there. Some interesting trips. A lot of home-away, home-away. Regardless, it's my prediction that that schedule plus the moves I expect the Kings to make at the trade deadline, there won't be a lot of wins through this second half of the season, and likely we'll see the Kings in a pretty decent spot with some high draft lottery odds. And maybe, just maybe, they'll get lucky and end up with a top three pick. Today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes like Fiat, Kia, and models, Pacifica, XT5, it is now impossible to stock all of the parts that you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning like, is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? I don't even know what that means. And why wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing only the brand that his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than the changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. You can get the exact parts that you need at the click of a button. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. So it's the Kings and the Knicks tonight in Madison Square Garden. Last time these two teams met, the Kings defeated the Knicks in Sacramento 103-94. Now the Knicks were playing on a second night of a back-to-back after defeating the Golden State Warriors the night before, and the Knicks have been better this season than I've expected. In fact, they're the same record right now as the Boston Celtics, although I know the Celtics are on a bit of a downward spiral right now. But the Knicks are a better team than I think most people give them credit for. That being said, they are the only team this season that the Kings have managed to hold under 100 points. Win or loss doesn't matter. The Knicks are the only team the Kings have held to under 100 points. The Knicks aren't the best offensive team, but they are a pretty solid defensive team. I expect a very winnable game for the Kings tonight. Like betonline.ag, I expect this game to be close. But I gotta be honest with you, I think I'm rooting for a Kings loss. It's probably in the Kings' best interest to lose this game and as many games as possible throughout the remainder of this season. But not outright tank. Let me be clear on that. The Kings players are not intentionally trying to lose. They're never going to intentionally try to lose. Luke Walton is going to want to try and win every single game throughout the remainder of this season. It's the Kings front office that really should be rooting for the Kings to lose as many games as possible to put themselves in the best position they can at a top draft pick. But the players themselves, they're going to go out and try and win as much as possible, and I am still rooting for the Kings to win games because you want that experience for the players that are currently here. That being said, as much as I am rooting for the Kings to win and be successful right now, I want the Kings to lose. Does that make sense? I'm rooting for the team to win, but I want them to lose. That really sounds ass backwards when I say it, but truthfully, that's how I feel. I want the Kings to win. I want Tyrese Halliburton, De'Aaron Fox, Marvin Bagley to work well together, experience wins, experience success, grow together. I'm rooting for that, but I want the team to lose because right now, they're currently holding the sixth pick. It's basically a tie for the fifth pick, but Washington has them by percentage points alone. They're half a game back of the fourth pick and one full game back of the third pick. The Kings are one game back of being one of the three teams with the best odds at the number one overall pick. That's what I'm looking at. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of hate myself for it. I hate that that is what I want for this team, especially with where they were just a few weeks ago. And I still believe that it would be in the best interest of the organization for this team to somehow miraculously turn it around, get into the play-in tournament, and fight their way into a playoff seed, even if it's a quick exit. Getting that experience for the core that is here right now, to me, is better than a top draft pick. But I gotta be realistic. I believe the Kings will approach the trade deadline as sellers. I believe the pieces that are needed to put together a run like that are going to be traded away. So as much as I would love to believe that the Kings could be capable of putting together that push, making a magical run, and getting that playoff experience, it's more than likely a pipe dream. And if the Kings were to try and push for that and not make it, they would be right back in that situation where they don't have too high of a draft pick to really get excited about, and once again, they're on the outside of the playoffs looking in. How do you feel about that? Are you wrong there? Those of you who have been with me on the Locked On Kings podcast for a while, who are used to optimistic Matt George, are you disappointed in me because of that? Or do you agree with me? Let me know. I want to hear your unfiltered thoughts. At Matt George Radio on Twitter, you can tweet me publicly or DM me privately there, or send me your thoughts via email, mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to engage you in conversation there. Regardless of what I want, or any of us want, I know tonight's game for the Kings is very winnable. And it wouldn't shock me at all if the Kings ended their losing streak tonight. In fact, it might be a breath of fresh air for us to talk about a win on tomorrow's Locked On Kings podcast. But regardless of a win or a loss, of course, we will be back tomorrow to break down this game, plus a lot more great content for you. I'm working on booking an amazing guest for next week's Locked On Kings podcast to talk about the Kings' approach to the trade deadline and whether or not being a seller in this buyer's market is an advantage or not. Plus, we're working on great stuff here on the Locked On Podcast Network, all the Locked On NBA hosts getting together to plan an awesome production for you as the trade deadline approaches. Like I said, we are officially a month away. So excited for that. I think the trade deadline is going to be must-listen-to content here on the Locked On Podcast Network, and especially on the Locked On Kings podcast with what we expect the Kings to do. So if you know a Kings fan or just an NBA basketball fan who is interested in good content as the trade deadline approaches, point them in the direction of the Locked On Kings podcast and the Locked On Podcast Network. If you could leave a review of this Locked On Kings podcast to help attract new listeners, that would be fantastic. Best place to do so is on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Hit 5 stars, leave a little blurb about why you listen to Locked On Kings, why you would encourage others to listen to Locked On Kings. Only takes a couple minutes. It certainly would be doing us a favor. I appreciate all of you for listening. I appreciate your feedback. Please reach out to me, engage me in conversation. Enjoy the Kings and Knicks game tonight as much as you can, and I will be back tomorrow to talk about it with you. Until then, my name is Matt George. You have been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.